we're gonna have to teach a few people about this all fun technology. So I don't have to walk all the way in the back. Because Ron ain't here to do it today, tonight. So it's good to see everybody out. And it's always wonderful to come together and to worship. Hope that everybody had a good afternoon. And it's just always wonderful to come and to give back to God as much as we can. God has done so much, as we're about to, as we did this morning, and we'll be doing here just shortly, is taking the time aside to go through the memorial, the remembrance of the sacrifice that he had made for us. What a sacrifice he certainly had made. And through his sacrifice, the whole sacrifice together of coming down to live upon this earth, to live a faithful and without blemish life, and to give his life up on that sacrifice and dying for us and resurrecting. He has done so much for us and allowing us to have a path to get to heaven. And in doing so, he has made himself our mediator. We talked a little bit about this in our class this morning, and slightly talking about it as we're going through Colossians, and as we talk about giving thanks through Christ and how it is we go through him. So I just got a few verses to go to this evening, and then we might be referring to a few others. And just in that mindset of how great it is to have our Lord and Savior, how truly great it is to be able to go through Christ, because he truly is the one and only mediator that we could have, that we would want, and no one greater to fulfill such a position. So if you will, open your Bibles and turn along with me. We'll be starting off in 1 Timothy chapter 2. In verse 5, like I said, there's just a few verses to bring out to kind of point to Christ, showing that he is our mediator, and then going forth and explaining a little bit on why it is he's the one that we go through. He is our go-to guy, in between guy, you might say, between us and God, going directly to God. Because so many get caught up in that mindset of, well, how can God understand? Now, how could God understand what it is I'm going through? He is God. And right? God, he is the greatest being. There is no one greater than God. God, he's been outside of this world. He's been outside of time, right? Because he created the time for this world. And so he's able to perform miracles. He's that servant. How could God relate to me? But it's not the case when we say, how can Christ relate to him? He is our mediator. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 5, 1 Timothy 2 and in verse 5, it says, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, and the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time." And so here, again, it brings out this point that there is only one God. There is only one Father up above all. And then there is only one mediator. One that we can go through. And that's why it is, you don't come to me to go to God. To go through me to God. We don't have that confessional box or anything for you to go through me. And me go to the Father for you. Now, we do offer that you, at the end of every lesson, I always extend the invitation for you to come and let us know if you have any transgressions that you need to let be known, that you are trying to repent of and struggling with, any sins that you've been struggling, temptations. And we see that in James chapter 5, but it doesn't say go to your brethren so that they can forgive your sins. We can't do that. It is only God that can forgive our sins. It's only through Christ that our sins can be forgiven. There's only one in whom we can go through, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 9, again here referring to his sacrifice and why, again, that he is our mediator. It's starting in verse 11, Hebrews 9, and starting in verse 11, it says, "But when Christ appeared as a high priest, the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is not of this creation. He entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of blood of the goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of defiled persons with ashes and heifer sanctify for purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And in verse 15, therefore he is the mediator. He is the mediator of the new covenant, so that those who were called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. And so again, it goes back and refers to the old law and talks about the sacrifices that they had to make and how that is how they entered into the holy place and how they were able to go and serve priests. But they were never holy enough for themselves to just walk in there. They had to make the sacrifice. They had to be washed. They had to be cleansed. But Jesus lived a perfect life. Jesus overcame all temptations, and he did not enter into the holiest place by the blood of goats, but by his own blood, by his sacrifice. Again, we go back to the Old Testament because the lamb had to be without blemish. Could not have any spots. It could not already have a broken leg. It could not be the one that you're about to cast out. Anyways, it is the perfect lamb that you want to keep, the one that is valuable. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, is what was most valuable. It had no sin. Perfect. Without blemish. And he gave himself up. And he became our sacrifice. And therefore he became our one and only mediator. The only one we can go to go through to receive that forgiveness of sins. Again, when we talk about being baptized, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about going through Christ. When we go to 1 Peter 3 and look at verse 21, where it tells us baptism does now save, not the putting away of filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience through what? Through the resurrection of Christ. Through his death, through his blood. Again, we talk about our confession in Romans 10 and verse 9. Again, that confession is upon our faith in Jesus Christ and his resurrection. Jesus is our mediator. He is the one that we must go through in Hebrews chapter 4. Here, speaking of him being the high priest, but it speaks of his going through things just like we had, living the life upon this earth. In Hebrews 4, and in verse 14, it says, since when we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then be confident. Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace through help in time. Again, listen, and what it tells us here, he is the perfect person to go to. Because he has been tempted as we have been tempted. We could spend the rest of the night going through, starting in Matthew, going through Mark, going through Luke and John, and read about our Lord and Savior and see that he was born from a woman, that he had to age just like we did. He went through that point of not telling mom and dad where he was going and saying, well, you should have known. He was tempted more than what we were. Because again, I have not been taken out and fasted for 40 days and had Satan himself sit there and try to tempt me with these three different temptations as I was starving and hungry from fasting for 40 days. He went through being rejected by people, by mankind, by those who should have received him, his own people. Being innocent. And then taken and thrown into prison and being tried. And even having the ruler say, I find no fault in this person. Again, how many times, you know, as children, I know that situation, especially if you have siblings. You may get in trouble for something you did not do. Happened more than once, I know. sitting there and what? And we may both all get in trouble, all of us children, but again, you're sitting there, I didn't do it. Or I may take the full blame and they get in no trouble at all. That's Jesus here. Jesus is nailed to the cross, is scourged and beat and spat upon and cursed. For what? For our sins. For our transgressions. For what we have done wrong. He has been tempted just as we all have been tempted. But he overcame. Again, that's the wonderful thing. As we go through the Old Testament, we study about those things. You go to James 5 and talk about Elijah. It says a man like our own nature, a man like us. That's so encouraging. But what's more encouraging is that when Jesus lived his life here on earth, he was a man also. And Jesus is better because he overcame all temptations. Sitting here and say, yeah, we could be like David, a man after God's own heart, but we want to be like Jesus. We live faithfully in all things. He was tempted just as all of us are tempted. And so therefore, it is only he who we can go through. As we talked about this morning in Colossians 3, in verse 17, and whatever you do, and whatever deed, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God. And everything that we do in words, what we say, how we sing, what we teach, let it be in the name of the Lord. Having full faith that we are pleasing God in the way we speak. That's why we think twice before we say something, because if we say it out of anger and we say it on the spur of the moment, we might not say it what we ought to say. Might say something we might regret in our actions, making sure that we act like Christ. That's why we go to God in prayer and we pray through our Lord and Savior, because the only way to the Father is through Christ. In John chapter 14, verse 6. John chapter 14. Read along with me here in verse 6. It says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is our mediator. He is the only one in which we can go through. He's the one we need to go through when we go in prayer. He's the one we are going through to receive forgiveness of sins. He's the one we are going to go through when we are judged in the end. He will be our judge. And after every knee has been bowed and all mouths have confessed, he will pass all authority back over to the Father. It is through Christ. And again, what a wonderful thought. Because Jesus does understand. Whatever temptations you're going through, bad health. Jesus had to walk everywhere. He didn't have the vehicles we had. And he had to deal with the heat of walking and going from place to place. And he was scourged and beat. He's felt pain. We can't deny that. Through emotions, through sorrows, through the loss of loved ones. Again, he wept, right? Go to John 14 and see why he wept. Because he had so much love for Lazarus and for Lazarus' sisters. And knowing that he could have saved Lazarus before he died, but to fulfill the commands of God, to teach others, he had to allow him to die, to come back, come there after 4 days of being buried already. Knowing the suffering that the sisters had went through. Because of all of that, his emotions were shown that he was human and that he felt that and that he was sorrowful about it. And he wept. He relates to us. That's why we can have confidence. Again, going back to those verses we already, confidently coming to the throne of grace. Having confidence when we go to God in prayer. Having confidence when we go and seek forgiveness. Having confidence when you come to be baptized to have your sins forgiven. Because Jesus is our mediator. Because Jesus has set the example. So we extend that invitation to any who need to come to our Father. to go through Christ and plead for His assistance, to gain strength through the Lord. He encourages you to do that. And again, it's not an invitation that's just given when we're gathered together here on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. The invitation is always there. God is always there. Christ is always there. You can always go to God. You can always go through Christ. And as brothers and sisters in Christ, we're always here for you any day of the week. We've got the technology today where it's more simple that we can reach out to each other anytime. To call, to text, to email, to ask for prayers. Knowing that we can all go through Christ with you. So if we can assist you in any way, if you're ready to give your life over to God and go through Christ, or if you need the prayers of the congregation, if you will, let it be known as we stand and sing.